The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the current property market, buying or selling a home can be quite the ordeal, and it means that important things might be missed along the way. As a buyer, how do you go about doing proper due diligence? And as a seller, how much information do you actually have to disclose? Joining me now to answer these questions is Andrew Rafter, Director of Flynn Real Estate Agents. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me today.
Now, whatever about the buyer, it's caveat emptor, buyer beware. You've got to get your surveyor in to do the job for you.
Yeah, the surveyor will be on your side and help you find any pitfalls that might be present and give you a good steer of maybe what you might have to start once you get your keys and start.
The surveyor can't actually start taking plaster off the wall to check wiring contained therein. So it's to the best of that surveyor's ability.
Yes, yeah. Pre-purchase surveyors, I mean, they're very experienced and qualified in what they've to do, which is, you know, critically assess the property and try and point out any areas of concern. And they do that, obviously, with, you know, what they see, but also can be backed up with the vendor, seller, obviously providing the surveyor or the
other person you have helping you as a buyer is your lawyer, your solicitor, who's supposed to make sure there's nothing owing on the property or that the title is clean, all that sort
Absolutely,
of
thing. Absolutely, yeah.
From the point of view of the seller, and they're trying to maybe not to mention the pyrite.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What are you obliged to disclose?
Well, I think firstly, the most important thing that we can recognise in the market at the moment, people that are buying homes have been looking around for so long and they've done so much research, due diligence. And the reality is, in the world we live in today, I mean, information is readily available about locations in where I work, Dublin predominantly, but also in particular estates, new builds. There's forms on all kinds of social media avenues, and buyers are very aware of that. So I think the information building starts right from the beginning of their viewing process. In terms of pyrite, as you mentioned, there is a pyrite cert, a green cert, which if a development has a question area, a question mark over having pyrite or not. Most buyers, in my experience, will be very aware of that. They'll get advice from their pre-purchase surveyor. And they'll request a green cert.
Now, what does that mean? Suppose you get a green cert, but it's not worth the paper it's printed on. You still have pyrite. What then?
Well, the green cert will clear the property from any pyrite.
But who's doing that clearing?
So if it had pyrite maybe in the first place, the original owner would have availed of the scheme to clear it from pyrite, a government intervention to clear that property from pyrite, and then a green cert is issued.
Okay, and it's issued by the person who's cleared and with whom the onus lies if something goes wrong.
Yes.
Okay, now what about other things that you might be aware of? There might be a bit of dry rot back in the back bedroom and you don't tell anyone. Are you obliged to tell?
I think whether you're obliged or not, currently, at the moment, no, you're not obliged to share any information. And in many cases, some of the sellers of homes haven't carried out a structural survey on their own home in many, many years. So it is buyer beware. There is absolutely no gain, I think, in this day and age with the amount of research being put into purchasing properties for anybody to withhold any information if it is there. And, you know, we as estate agents have to work for so many different types or vendors or sellers or circumstances. And we want to get as much information to the buyer as early as we possibly can. And that will then secure our sale going forward.
Okay, but the bottom line, it is caveat emptor, buyer beware, that the, you know, if you've got something in a wall and they slap a bit of wallpaper up on it to disguise the fact that the plaster's rotten.
Yeah, it is buyer beware.
It's up to your surveyor to suss that out.
Yeah, and look, we see these professionals coming in on a daily basis and they thoroughly go through property and it is quite apparent when they've done their full research, the weaknesses that may exist or anything that could be flagged as an issue. Mm. So it's important that you're dealing with the right person to do that inspection.
Now, I suppose it depends what you're buying. If you're buying a fixer-upper, I mean, the worse it is, kind of the lower the price. That's what you're trying to. You're kicking tires on, like on the forecourt, saying, "Usher, that's in terrible case. I'll have to replace that."
And look, in the climate that we're in at the moment, Pat, sometimes the doer uppers can attract some of the most competitive market trends that are there and competition. I think the reality is, as a seller, you would definitely be highlighting to your buyer that, look, we're fully aware the property is in need of work, and all we're asking is that you've done your due diligence before we agree. And I think that can be very important for both the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, sometimes there are clues that buyers won't necessarily pick up on. You go to an estate that's called Riverbank. You probably will get flooded sometime in the next 30 years. Do you know? Or if it's called Soggy Meadow, you could be potentially in trouble. So
the buyer might have a good stab at that first of all, and maybe check out. Yeah, you are right. Like, you know, there's obviously triggers that will encourage the buyer to look in a specific area first.
Now, go back to the survey, which, as you say, buyer beware, caveat emptor, you hire your surveyor. What if something goes badly wrong after the deal has been closed and you discover something? Is the surveyor liable?
Not necessarily. I think it's so important that you choose the correct surveyor. Are they qualified to carry out a structural survey on the property? You know, somebody that goes in and looks at certain areas of the property, and they could be missing the most important, be it a foundation, be it the supports in an attic structure. You know, there's people that are qualified that will go right to the root and the stability of a property, and that's the most important structure.
I'm thinking of something like someone has replaced the fuse board with trip switches and so on, and the same with the light switches. They're all modern dimmers or whatever, but the wiring is still the ancient 1940s wiring, which should have been replaced and is not.
Yeah, I think what will come out of a professional survey will be the recommendation to perhaps assess the wiring, replace what needs to be replaced, and therefore the buyer can incorporate that into their decision-making process. And we would encourage that to be done early doors.
Yeah, but so it's very hard for a surveyor to get to the bottom of that. You know, there's your nice, shiny circuit breaker board and then and nice switches, but behind it is a very flawed infrastructure.
And it might be the most popular thing that the buyer or proposed buyer will hear. But at the same time, if it's there, it will be noted, it will be recognized.
And things like the central heating system, the boiler's clapped and they don't share that. And then you switch on to heat your house in the 1st November and it doesn't heat.
I think, look, in my experience, I've had all kinds of situations, and it is very important that the boiler is checked on inspection. They can, if it's an old property, you mentioned a doer upper, some boilers are on their last legs out there, and it wouldn't really be the vendor's position to go into exploring that.
Really. I'll read this text. We bought a house 3 years ago, had it inspected before we bought. After we moved in, we found a lot of water in the front room under the carpet, over which furniture had been strategically placed beforehand. Three roofers later and we still can't locate the source of the water and the leak. The seller knew full well about it and the inspection never picked it up, as you cannot move or touch things like furniture during the inspection.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I mean, if I was doing, and I've seen many engineers move a number of items and do quite invasive surveys, regrettably and unfortunately for that purchaser, it wasn't picked up. And, you know, did the vendor, I certainly know any of my vendors, you know, they're looking and they're presenting their property, which they value dearly, in the best condition they can for the market. And that is the recommended approach. But their surveyor, I would imagine, should have picked up some sort of a leak if it was there.
All right. And if he's in and out in 2 minutes, he's not doing a good job.
The importance of selecting your surveyor, I think, is critical there for buyers.
All right. Andrew Rafter, Director of Flynn Real Estate Agents. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.